Let me call to order the Monday, October 31st, 2022 Transportation Committee in Mount Pleasant Town Council. Mrs. Corley had a issue at her house and she had to leave. She was here for committee day, but she had to run. So it's just the three of us at the moment. I'd like to thank everybody for coming. I see a lot of familiar faces. I'm glad you're here. Item number two is approval of the minutes of a September 2022 meeting.
Move for approval, Chair.
All right, we have a motion, we have a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you. The minutes are approved. Item three is public comments. If you have a public comment, please come forward, give name and address. The town administrator's keeping a timer. You have 2.5 minutes, so please come forward.
Hey, I'm Bobby Houck, 649 Hopcall Bluff Drive in Hopcall Creek, and just wanted to say that I'm here with some of my neighbors, and we're very pleased to be here and want to say how much we appreciate the town having the state look for a solution for 526 and the traffic issue on Long Point Road. And we're, of course, from Hopcall Creek Plantation. But we are watching it very closely and appreciate all y'all are doing to help us out.
Thank you. Next, please. Anyone else?
I will, only out of necessity.
Sure.
Lee Lazarus, Grassy Creek. Well, I appreciate what Mr. Houck's here to do and advocate for his neighborhood. We're here for the same thing. I think you've all heard from me multiple times. I don't really want to be doing this, but I would appeal to you guys that advocated for this to realize what we're facing in our neighborhoods. Grassy Creek, Tidal Walk, people are going to lose their houses, their entrances. You guys were loud and vocal. You've been listened to. We've been playing catch up the whole time. I don't think that the mayor, the town, when a video was made and the federal funding was touted of how this was going to help the traffic situation, I don't believe that anyone ever dreamed that SCDOT was going to come up with a plan to fund all the trucks from your area to the front of our neighborhoods. And we're appealing to you guys to find a solution to back down a little bit so that we aren't facing truck noise at the front of our neighborhood. I know safety is your concern. I get that. But for us, having trucks funnel right by the front of our neighborhoods on an overpass bridge is not a solution. And I would point out to the Transportation Committee also that in our minds, it's not a victory if you keep Bell Hall open and you still put a bridge at the front of our neighborhood. So I'm making that absolutely crystal clear. I feel certain that I speak for our neighborhood and most likely Tidal Walk, that that's not an acceptable win-win. So there needs to be a solution where a bridge is being put there. And if you do your research, there's no possible way they can mitigate this noise with trucks on a raised overpass. It's not feasible and possible, and I appreciate you listening.
Thank you. Next, please. Anyone else for public comment? All right, we will close the public comment section. That's item number three. Item four is an update on South Carolina DOT published timetable for decision on 526 Long Point Road improvements. And, you know, the wording says the interchange. We're talking about the whole thing. I have been working off this schedule, which I think is the same that you have there. And I don't know, I think some of y'all were there. We were there, you were there when we did our neighborhood meetings to talk about what's going on in the town. Just to go over the fact that SCDOT is on a published decision schedule for this. We wanted to get an update on this so everybody knows where they are. This is one that I carry around in my day-to-day file, and I want to know as specifically as we can. And some things I think have come out about when they're shooting, especially for the next public hearing, for the next community meeting. So if y'all would walk us through this, and everybody with the neighborhoods, all of this is public information. You may already have it. If you don't, I encourage you to get it. But this can help us as a community, and I'm talking all of us as a community, know when the critical decisions are going to be, and then we have some comments about where we think things stand now. So Mr. Demura or Mr. Morrison?
I can go ahead, Brad, and fill in the holes. Thank you very much, Mayor, members of the committee. Good afternoon. The project schedule, I think, based on the image, is fairly self-explanatory. The one key piece of information is what's highlighted in red to the right of your screen, and that's where it says stakeholder meetings are planned for November 29th. I can add some context to that. I know yourself, Mayor, members of committee, I know our staff has been working with SCDOT to find a win-win solution. I've received information from them that they are working on alternative solutions that they believe, we haven't been given all the details of that yet, but that they believe would result in a win-win type scenario. And that they would be ready to present what they've come up with there on the screen on November 29th. So that's where we are from our level. Brad, did I leave something out on that?
No, sir. I mean, I think in the next few weeks, the public meeting responses will start coming out from the, that's just a normal process. People who make a formal comment will start getting responses, individualized responses. And Mr. DeMore is kind of gone over the schedule from there with a, here in March-ish, something like that for the meeting when it says spring, so early spring for the public hearing.
Okay. So as we look at this and we see that they are between analyzing alternatives and developing preferred alternatives, I've been through this once on Highway 41, not DOT, it was county. But from my experience, and Councilman Chapman, I'm glad you're right here to my right so we can talk about this type of thing. When they put out some preliminary alternatives, they are now in the analyze alternatives step. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So they had their public input process. We had the meeting here, and we had 100 people from neighborhoods. They listened to that, and Ms. Riley said that's exactly what the public input process was supposed to be. So is it my understanding, and I think it is, and I'm partially just doing this to get it out in public, that they took that information from their preliminary alternatives and they said, seems like the town, the town's people, the town government would much rather see this, would like to see this tweak. That's why they're analyzing their alternatives. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So like with Highway 41, even when the county, and I know we're not talking about the same agencies, when they came out with their alternatives at their stakeholder meeting, that was, correct me if I'm wrong, 2 years ago? And they're still revising them.
Yes, sir.
They're still revising them. So one of the things we're trying to convey to the community is, even if you see something at November 29th, and we have no preview as to what they're coming out with, they haven't sent it to us and said, keep this quiet. No matter what they're coming out with there, that does not mean that the final develop preferred alternative, because see here down at the bottom, revise preferred alternative, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we have several more bites at the apple. We may see everything we want when they first come out, or when they develop the preferred alternative and they start making revisions. This is what we've seen on Highway 41 with the county. Major revisions and then the compromise to the revised major revision, and now that's called a compromise plan, and that has not even been designated. I know that the funding trigger on this is a little shorter. This is a faster progress. But I just want the community to know, A, the town does not have the authority to be sitting down with them right here where this says SCDOT is here and saying, here's how you're going to draw this highway. I have spoken to the city of North Charleston to find out how did it work for them when they were getting the new port terminal for the Leatherman Terminal. How are you listened to? How did you get your voice heard? I know that Senator Grooms, I know this from him personally, he wants a win-win, something that everybody in Long Point can, in the Long Point area, can live with. I know that I've spoken to the port. The port is not weighing in saying we want this or we want that, but I've let the port know, I want you to know what our concerns are about this. And Eric, you just mentioned that our staff has been talking to DOT, saying these are things from our community that would work. So that input is there. That input is happening. This is where they are. We're expecting a stakeholder meeting planned for November 29th. When the state does this, is that a public meeting for everyone to come to, or do they only invite stakeholders?
I believe it's an advertised public meeting, but I don't believe it's open for public comment. I could be wrong, but I can certainly circle back and clarify that.
Okay. We would like to find that out. There can't be any, you know, it can't be a meeting where some people are invited and some are not. I get that. But we want to make sure that the public can show up and be at that meeting, that is well publicized. I don't know, would they do that here, Mr. DeMora, or at the, would it be something, you know, at the Jones Center, or?
We would encourage them to do it as close to the location as possible.
Okay.
And we'd be willing, as you know, we've done this in the past. If they needed an adequate space, we would make sure it happened.
Got it. Okay. Ms. Chapman.
Well, first of all, Mayor, thank you. And thank you for defending me in some emails that we received. And I have to tell individuals who sent the emails that you hurt my feelings. You hurt my feelings because I said I would continue to work on this project when we first met. At the school I went to, your word is your bond. When you watch somebody get drummed out because they did one thing, they told a lie, it makes an impression on you. Now, having said that, the DOT has to work under three different words on any project. Has to be continuing. They're doing that right now. They're continuing this design. And they're continuing it and will be continuing it for some time. Whatever we see on the 29th may not be the final version. So they're going to be continuing working on it. It's got to be comprehensive. And I say comprehensive because they've got a lot of individuals and agencies to work with. They got to work with Department of Transportation, including federal highways, motor carriers. They got to work with EPA on all their regulations. They've got to work with the Corps of Engineers. So they've got a lot of groups they have to appease in the design of their plan. It also has to be a cooperative venture they've got to work on. They've got to work with federal agencies. They've got to work with state agencies, including State Ports Authority, State Legislature, House and Senate. I know for a fact that they are working with Senator Grooms. Finally, they're working with the county and CHATS to solve this problem. And I guess finally the town. I've advised them, we don't want to have another civil war in Mount Pleasant, one side against the other. They've heard it loud and clear. So when we had someone speak during public hearing, to speak to another part of our town, DOT is working for both, working on both sides of the aisle. This project is important to me for a couple of reasons, but for over 50 years, I've had the opportunity to cultivate a good working relationship with DOT. And I'm not ashamed of that, because through that good working relationship, you build friendships, but you also build trust. And trust is important. It's important when you work with somebody that they trust what you're telling them, and also that you're not going to go out and blab all over the country, all over the town, oh, this is what they're doing, this is what they're doing. You have to work behind the scenes to get something done. And that's what we've been trying to do in a low-key measure, way of doing things. But you don't go out and just say today, oh, DOT's got it fixed. We know it is, because we don't. We won't know any better than anybody else until way down the line that the problem has been solved, because there are times when one problem gets solved and another one creeps up. You might solve a design problem with FHWA that EPA says, no, this doesn't work. You got to go back to the drawing board. So we're not anywhere near the final version of what's going to happen. Having said this, years ago, when Wando Terminal was built, I worked with DOT, I worked with Federal Highways, I worked with Mayor Charleston to try to get a replacement of the Ravenel Bridge because it had been changed. First we had trucks on it, then the EPA said, Wando, your design is okay, go forward. And then we had trucks, couldn't go on the Ravenel Bridge. Well, we worked together with Senator Hollings, Council of Government, Mayor Ryland, went to Washington. We got the last 2 miles of interstate funding available to build 2 miles on the segment we're talking about from North Charleston to Mount Pleasant. So I'm interested. Believe me, I'm interested. And I can tell you that I've had conversations with DOT, not for public consumption, with the idea that we have a problem. We don't want to start another civil war. We need you to work to try to solve the problem for both sides of I-526, but also to get the trucks off Long Point as best we can to go where they have to go without going through Long Point, et cetera. So what I have to say in conclusion is we're not anywhere near done. They're going to continue to work on it. They're going to give us a plan on or before the 29th. And I hope it's a good plan. I've got faith that it's going to be a good plan. But if it's not, we've got a lot of other bites at the apple. So don't think that that's the last time. That's it.
Thank you. Any other comments? You're good. I would like for us to let DOT know by whatever that either of these public hearings, we were glad to have hometown property and we'll do whatever's needed. I can't imagine there's any other way to do it to accommodate the public, and that all the neighbors and all will show up. And we will continue, and I appreciate staff, your communication with DOT. Y'all have an avenue that works with the people that are drawing the plans. We have an avenue with elected officials, and we know our county representative, our state senate representative, our legislative delegation, they all know where we stand and what we're looking for on this. So we look forward to this. If there's any change in this, let us know. We'll let y'all know as soon as we can. If any of this changes, I hope everybody marks November 29th on their calendar. I won't forget that, because the next day my wife gets her second knee replacement this year. So on the 30th. So I'll be there for the 29th. I'm glad it's not one day later. But I think this pretty much sums up where this stands and what our decision process will be to give us a chance if we don't get what we want the first time or the second time. The feedback that I've gotten, I think we will. Is there anything else we need to discuss on this? Does that cover it? And we'll convey to them about using town property for meeting places. Okay. That completes that item on our agenda. Item 5 is ongoing projects. I'm not sure which things you want to... Hey, Paul, come on up.
Good afternoon. Got a few projects to talk about today. The first one is the Pitchers Point Gateway intersection improvements. We've been working for the past couple of months. helping the utility companies relocate their facilities. And the good news there is most of those underground utilities will be relocated by the end of November, all except for one utility who should be completed sometime in February or March. The water main is installed and it will be complete this week. The roadway contractor, Trulock Construction, has begun clearing and grubbing and has received his first shipment of pipe and drainage materials, which is good news because a lot of that stuff is very hard to get these days. We've been talking about that for several months. And the contractor, while utilities continue to be relocated, he will start installing a system called pervious pavers for our sidewalks. So while he's looking for stuff to do on site, he's going to start that work this week. On the Vaughn Ed Key Parkway project, that project's moving along real well. The roadway is cleared and grubbed from one end to the other. All of the borrow material is brought in, so it's at the subgrade level. So he's going to get that dressed out and complete and wait 60 days for a storm drainage pipe to show up. So we do have some delays with materials deliveries there, but we are making some good headway. You can drive from one end of from Rifle Range to Highway 17 now. You have four-wheel drive. Various Wales, the environmental assessment, it was completed. The FONSI has been approved. The Army Corps of Engineers recently...
Mind us what a FONSI is?
Finding of no significant impact.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. The Army Corps of Engineers recently approved our jurisdictional determination, which we've been asking for probably 2 years now, and that helped us reduce our wetland impacts on the project. So there's been a lot of back and forth work on that, and SEDOT should be giving us approval to begin right-of-way acquisition this month. And then finally, last project is the Maritime Port District project. We've awarded a contract to Trulock Construction to do those intersection improvements, and we should be meeting with them in the next few weeks to determine a notice to proceed.
Go back to one slide if you can. Okay.
So that's the intersection of Hobcall Creek Plantation, Long Point Road, and Wander Park Boulevard.
Okay.
And the gist of that project is removing the split phasing from the signal to help traffic move through that intersection and clear it out faster.
Okay. So the neighborhood is getting a fix, but we all know nobody likes having road construction done. But the what is it that Andy Weiss says? The juice will be worth the squeeze on this one.
Yeah.
So. All right. Thank you.
I think we're meeting, Danny, you're meeting with next week?
Yes,
sir. With the next specific project. Got it. Yeah. Okay. Yes, sir.
Mayor. Thank you, Paul. Just one clarification. As far as projects go, what you will all see at the council or should see on the council agenda is a brief acceptance for dedication of right-of-way for Billy Swales Boulevard. This was platted years ago, and Mr. Chapman, as you well know, to get right-of-way, you have to have it on a plat, and you have to have an approval. We're just taking that extra step for guaranteed approval. This will help us with the acquisition process, meaning this is land we will not have to acquire in the future. So I just wanted to make sure that was understood when you see this on council next week.
Good.
And that's all I have.
Thank you. Any questions from committee members? I didn't do the math, but if you add it up, how many different projects did we just see?
We just saw.
I know one was 9.6, one was 10. That's $19.6 million.
10 and a half.
That was 10. 15, keep going. Keep going. That's the 9.6.
Yeah. And this one is
1.9.
And 1.9. So that's over $20 million. That we're doing, all of this is town money, right? That we're doing to improve transportation in our town.
Yes,
okay. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. All right. That concludes item number 5 on our agenda, ongoing projects. Anything else from committee members? All right. We stand adjourned.